Table A1, complete list of items used for the factor analysis in study 1. Note, complete list of items used for the factor analysis in study 1. Abbreviations, I for imagery, M for mental manipulation, N for navigation, S for scalar comparison. Numbers in parentheses are arbitrary indices for referencing individual items in the factor analysis results, parentheses, study 1. I1. Ask to recreate your favorite artist's signature from memory. I2. Tested on your ability to create a drawing or painting that reproduces the details of a photograph as precisely as possible. I3. Ask to imagine and describe the appearance of a radio announcer or someone you've never actually seen. I4. Ask to distinguish and identify a specific bird in a flock of birds of the same species. I5. Playing a competitive game where one is asked to recall a visual detail about a scene that others are unlikely to have noticed. I6. Ask to draw a detailed picture of a key landmark in your neighborhood. I7. Ask to give a detailed description of a person's face whom you've only met once. I8. Tested on your ability to recall the layout of a standard keyboard as quickly as possible without looking at an actual keyboard. I9. Ask to recall the exact details of a relative's face whom you have not seen in several years. I10. Ask to recall the shade and pattern of a person's tie you met for the first time the previous evening. I11. Describing in detail the cover of a book to a bookseller because you've forgotten both the title and author of the book. I12. Ask to draw the front of an imaginary building. I13. Ask to scan a complex visual scene for a specific item. I14. Trying to recall where you left your cell phone. IM1. Attending an architectural design course. IS1. Recalling from memory where the electrical sockets are in the adjacent room to avoid cutting any wires when drilling into the wall. IS2. Required to recreate a diagram of a circuit board from memory in front of a classroom. IS3. Ask to redraw a map from memory. IS4. Given a test in which you were allowed to look at and memorize a picture for a few minutes, and then given a new, similar picture and asked to point out any differences between the two pictures. M1. Visualizing your opponent's next chess move. M2. Ask to rotate and draw a complex molecule from a novel angle in front of your class. M3. Ask to replicate the steps someone took to complete a Rubik's Cube. M4. Ask to imagine the three-dimensional shape created by rotating a complex two-dimensional plane. M5. Imagining whether the evening shadows cast by a large statue would cover a nearby sidewalk if the statue was rotated 90 degrees. M6. Ask to imagine how the orbit of a comet changes over time. M7. Tested on your ability to follow instructions for creating an origami design. M8. Imagining on a test what a three-dimensional landscape model would look like from a different point of view. M9. Ask to imagine and mentally rotate a three-dimensional figure. M10. Taking a test where you have to imagine what the sliced face of an apple would look like if the apple was sliced on different planes. M11. Ask to predict where a laser will hit after being reflected off of several mirrors. M12. While looking at two differently sized windmills, predict when a specific blade from each windmill will be pointing directly up at exactly the same time. M13. Recalculate the trajectory of a cannon to hit a small, distant target while playing a competitive video game. M14. Ask to complete a slider puzzle, parentheses, moving tile game, with a strict time limit. M15. Ask to write the alphabet with the letters upside down as quickly and accurately as possible. M16, tested on a task that requires you to judge whether two shapes rotated at different angles are the same. M17, tested on your ability to visualize what the creases in a folded napkin would look like when unfolded. M18, tested on your ability to visualize what a piece of paper would look like when folded along several drawn creases. M19, predict which direction an arrow painted on a spinning wheel will be pointing when the wheel comes to rest. M20, ask to imagine how the shadow of an irregularly shaped tree changes over the course of a sunny day. M21, ask to predict which direction a gymnast will be facing after they complete a complex dismount involving several twists and flips. N1, ask to describe where you are to someone over the phone in terms of cardinal directions, parentheses, N-S-E-W. N2, trying to get somewhere you have never been to before in the middle of an unfamiliar city. N3, finding your way back to your hotel after becoming lost in a new city. N4, trying a new route that you think will be a shortcut without the benefit of a map. N5, ask to follow directions to a location across town without the use of a map. N6, finding your way to an appointment in an area of a city or town with which you are not familiar. N7, tested on your ability to visualize what an object would look like from a different angle if you imagined moving yourself around the object. N8, finding your way back to a familiar area after realizing you have made a wrong turn and become lost while driving. N9, trying to figure out which direction you'd be facing when you came out of a subway station in an unfamiliar city. N10, trying to navigate your way through a large hedge maze. N11, trying to exit a large, unfamiliar building with no distinctive features or landmarks inside. N12, ask to memorize routes and landmarks during a walk that you will be tested on later. N13, ask to do the navigational planning for a long car trip. S1, ask to imagine how gravity interacts with a passing light beam. S2, shown a graph depicting an object's position over time, parentheses, position graph, and then shown a number of graphs depicting an object's velocity over time, parentheses, velocity graph, and ask to choose the velocity graph that best describes the object described in the position graph. S3, ask to interpret a three-dimensional graph and explain it to a classroom of your peers. S4, required to interpret a diagram of a circuit board in front of a classroom. S5, trying to complete a jigsaw puzzle in a short period of time to receive a prize in front of an audience. S6, ask to find a location on a topographical map using information from the contour lines. S7, memorizing routes and landmarks on a map for an upcoming exam. S8, after studying a map for a few minutes, tested on your ability to recall the routes between various items on the map. S9, using a three-dimensional model of an airport to complete an assignment. S10, tested on your ability to estimate the shortest route by air between two cities on a globe. S11, ask to describe the landscape on a topographical map. S12, tested on your ability to find the shortest route between a series of cities on a road map. SM1, ask to imagine the three-dimensional structure of a complex molecule using only a two-dimensional picture for reference. SM2, ask to describe the interaction between two geological landforms. SM3, ask to visualize what two atoms bonding would look like. SM4, ask to imagine the three-dimensional structure of the human brain from a two-dimensional image. SM5, tested on your ability to solve a complicated three-dimensional puzzle. SM6, attending an astronomy class where you will have to imagine multiple complex orbits on the final exam. SM7, asked to read and explain a complex two-dimensional graph on a test. SM8, describe in accurate detail how the water moves through the pipes in your house to a plumber. SM9, ask to imagine the motion of a mechanical system given a static picture of the system. SM10, ask to design a room based on specific instructions about its layout. SM11, ask to determine how a series of pulleys will interact given only a two-dimensional diagram. SM12, describing how the rooms of a large museum fit together to someone trying to draw an accurate representation of the floor plan. SN1, deciding whether your car can fit into an available parallel parking spot while people watch and cars are waiting to pass. SN2, determining whether there is enough space for you to merge onto an adjacent lane on a busy highway. SN3, giving someone directions to a hospital over the phone in reference to a map only they can see.